Good evening, everyone. Russell Olson, Chairman of the Green Fish Parks Commission, and I'm declaring this meeting called to order. It's 1 o'clock Mountain Time, and we're right on schedule. So I want to welcome those of you that are joining us via Zoom, and those of you here in person today at the State Game Lodge. Beautifully renovated horse barn here, and this facility, you should probably rent it for your daughter's wedding in the near future, but book it now because there's about 3 years. Before we get started today, for those of you that are able to join us via Zoom, April 21st was Administrative Professionals Day, and we didn't have a meeting on April 21st, so I had to wait till our next available commission meeting to recognize our administrative professional. Those of you that are joining us via Zoom, there's no other state entity that has gone to the steps that the Green Fish and Parks Commission has to ensure that public access is available and ready throughout this last year throughout the pandemic and all the other challenges that have come with having live meetings. We've really done a good job, in my opinion, of providing public access to multiple locations and allowing for testimony. And the person that leads up that team is our very own Rachel. And we weren't able to, as I said, thank her on Administrative Professionals Day. So after hours and hours of researching the appropriate gift for Rachel to thank her for her many efforts that she has for us, I gave up and asked Emily to handle that for us. But I just had a few things that I wanted to tell you about Rachel and the excellence in service and delivery. You know, she works really hard to make sure that each meeting runs smoothly. She does a lot of the background stuff for us here. The volume of paperwork involved in this is intense, with public comments and proposals, finalizations, petitions, and public notices. Rachel organizes and helps the process in an unbelievable information at the head of each meeting. Then she turns around and gets it all ready for the next one. So, I mean, it's a get all done with one and have the stress of getting ready for number two. During COVID, Rachel made sure that the meetings would still be accessible to the public, and to provide this input was her focus. She worked with GFP and IT staff, as well as the commission, to accommodate technology needs. Each meeting location requires something different in the tech world, and she manages everything from the setup to the logistics to testing the technology before we're live. So, and she's done a great job at that. Her resourcefulness, we all know things can change at a moment's notice. Rachel adapts quickly to getting the job done and assisting each of us and accommodating some pretty packed schedules. As you can imagine, that when you send Rachel a text or an email and ask for your special little package, there's five other commissioners that are doing the exact same thing. So in the time of this that she gets back to us is very impressive. She's the queen of multitasking and uses her creative thinking skills to develop alternative solutions to issues that we didn't know were even issues. She often turns heart attacks into hiccups, and we really appreciate the way that she steers the ship behind the scenes. Our commission would not be as efficient and effective without the work that you do, Rachel. Your high level of organization for schedules and paperwork for this crew is exceptional. We cannot thank you enough for the job you did, and if you wouldn't mind coming up here, I'm going to embarrass you and give you a pitch. After the hours of setup that I did, I gave up and gave it to a professional. And other friends really know you, yeah, and your love of the outdoors and camping, and have fun. Nice little basket to give you to your next event for the summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. More of the behind the scenes person. No, thank you very much. Yes, we are avid campers. Again, I couldn't do all this without our great GFP team, Chris Hall, Nick Harrington, and all of your patients. So thank you again.
Thank you. And thank you. Very well done. All right, so we'll get back to the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of the conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 33-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any other matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and the generally described nature of that conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest of any proposed contract or any other matter, please notify me and the conflict of the generally described issue will be discussed. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether or not the underlying matter of the conflict is fair, reasonable, and or contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and or vote. With that, you've all received the copy in your packet with the minutes from our April 21st meeting, and I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Additional commissioner salary days. Rachel, did I have a list of that? I don't think I received anything in advance. Does anybody have any meetings that they forgot to let Rachel be aware of? As a reminder, if you do have additional commissioner salary days, meetings or events or things that you go to as an official representative of the commission, just let us know in advance of the meeting, and then we'll make sure that we get those handled for you. I'd entertain a motion to approve the additional salary days for those two commissioners.
So moved.
Second, moved and second. And any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And number four on our agenda, Parks and Wildlife.